This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
Guy's just amazing. He's the savior of that Heat franchise right now. Just want you to know, he is the MVP of that franchise the last 10 years. Yeah, I said it. No, he's the MVP of that franchise since 2010. Not Riley. It's Spo. Okay? Spo is the ultimate chef in the kitchen. Never seen a guy like this. Guy's an absolute freaking badass. Is what he is. And he hit, 700 wins yesterday. So he became the fourth coach in NBA history to hit 700 wins with one franchise. Riley never hit 700 with the Heat. It's crazy, right? I'm telling you, this guy is as special as it gets as a coach. You know, he doesn't bring the pizzazz of Red Auerbach lighting up the cigar. He doesn't have Pat Riley's style and, you know, Armani suits and, you know, and the whistle on the sidelines and directing everything, controlling everything and ripping into people in press conferences. And, you know, he doesn't bring that. He doesn't have the Popovich, you know, snapping at people. He's a different dude. He's an under the radar guy. He doesn't make excuses. He doesn't point fingers. He doesn't get into any kind of public crap with any of his players or coaches or anything like that. He tries to keep everything, you know, kind of consistent. You know, did we have bump gate? Yeah. Did we have massage gun gate? Yeah, of course. Got a couple things are going to pop up because life happens. It is what it is. But was it Spo that was doing it? No, it was the other people that were kind of, you know, initiating all that kind of stuff. And he had to fight the whole LeBron thing that LeBron wanted to replace his ass. And then you give him all those journeymen and he goes into the kitchen and gives you 31-10 in the second half of a season. And you're like, holy shit, how is this guy winning this many games with these bums? And I mean it, bums. Like, you gave him bums. And he went out and almost made the playoffs and was beating the freaking Warriors. Like, who does that? Eric Spoelstra, man. Eric Spoelstra, I'm telling you, it's... he's a freaking stud, man. He's a stud. And they need to do better in the front office and ownership for him. Okay? Because before you know it, and then he wants to step down. And I don't know who's coming next. And there's no guarantee anybody's going to be close to Riley or Spo. So while you have Spo there, You might want to do a much better job of getting the players that you kind of need to win a championship. That's all I'm saying. But great win, well, not a great win, but a good win yesterday for the Heat. That was a solid win. They got Brooklyn on Saturday. They can't keep screwing around. They got to get on a roll here and finish strong so they can, you know, lock up a decent spot in the playoffs. Try to avoid that stinking play-in, dude. You can do that. I know it's going to be hard, but would be nice if you can do that. Actually, Spo has been the savior since 2008. There's a reason the Heat have only two losing seasons with Spo. Never forgot Pat Riley won 15 games in his last year. Spo's worst year is 38 losses with journeyman and a 45-year-old Dwayne Wade. Yeah. Spo's a badass, bro. Spo's just an absolute badass.